Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show with Sebastian Hovest-Engberding, associate partner at Porsche Consulting. We're covering three highlights from the show: why Porsche Consulting is building a retail unit and how they are going about it, how Sebastian leverages in-person meetings and fireside chats to win new clients, and why consultancies of today need to do more than classical strategy and C-suite consulting. Let's get right to it. Why Porsche Consulting is building a retail unit and how they are going about it.
If you're building up a practice, it's almost like being an entrepreneur in a bigger company. And I asked myself, of course, why is Porsche Consulting building up a retail unit?
Yes. So let me start with the very obvious part. Yeah. So when you already started a consulting business, you're always looking for growth opportunities. So once in a while, you also look beyond your own boundaries and your own sector and think, can't we basically leverage our knowledge that we gain, for example, in the automotive industry, in other industries? The answer, by the way, clearly is yes. I think that there is very good examples that can be leveraged in different industries, not only retail or consumer goods. So yes, growth, opportunity, let's say further also knowledge creation, because it is always, let's say, a multiplier effect, also the other way around. You can also learn from the other sectors and feed it back into your original sectors. These are certainly topics, but in the end, also from a, let's say, diversification standpoint, risk management, and also, let's say, cyclical and non-cyclical business counterbalancing. This makes it certainly relevant and important to also extend in different industries. Why retail and consumer goods? Of course, it is a huge industry. It is very important. And as people may also understand, it is not so far away from our brand origin. When you look at Porsche as a brand, we have, of course, the cars, but we have also other consumer products in our lifestyle brands. And we are a B2C company from the heart. Yeah, we have the passion, we have the brand. So it is very close to our core business in origin, if not it is our core business in origin, to look at the side of very close B2C and retail business. And this is why it also makes sense from a brand perspective.
How Sebastian leverages in-person meetings and fireside chats to win new clients.
You also mentioned that you do fireside chats with industry experts. Can you walk us through like how you get the people to attend? What is a fireside chat for you? Is maybe first how you get people to attend and how like an agenda for a fireside chat looks like and what you get out of it?
Yes, a fireside chat for us is an exclusive event where we invite some of our clients or some prospective clients to discuss together with us a certain topic that can differ. Yeah, we have fireside chats rather also for consumer goods producers, SMEs. We have some fireside chats which are particularly, for example, on smart factory or smart supply chain, so more production heavy, or we have fireside chats which are more relevant to the retailers. So in the end, of course, we have within our partner group, we have a list of direct contacts and let's say past clients, active or inactive, and of course, some prospective clients where we have some link to. It is not always that we just say, hey, we need to have one or two new people sitting there. It is rather about the right, let's say, chemistry within these meetings, that you have also potentially opposing views. So what is also interesting, for example, if you bring together the production side, so consumer goods and retailers on a certain topic. You know, at the moment, this is in some instances rather critical regarding the discussions about purchasing prices and inflation. And nevertheless, you design an agenda pretty much around one topic. We normally make a short teaser, a point of view.
How do you design the agenda?
The agenda is normally that we have a certain topic, maybe also a case study, anonymous, and we bring it in as a point of view, for example, or we just discuss a topic based on the paper, for example. We are currently also writing several papers and in several insights, and then we present excerpts from it, or let's say the key points, and we then start a discussion. So the agenda is pretty much based on very short introduction and point of view from our side, and more on the interaction with the participants, so the clients or potential clients, to share their point of views. Because this is not only for, again, not only for direct acquisition, but it's also a good learning opportunity for everyone in the room. It's also a good networking opportunity for everyone in the room.
Why consultancies of today need to do more than classical strategy and C-suite consulting.
If you just insist on, let's say, classical strategy and C-suite consulting, and do not bring in the right knowledge and no execution, yeah, no executional rigor and not a real result, you anyways have no reason for existence anymore in 2022, to be honest. And this is also, let's say, what we say, vision and our, let's say, key tagline is always strategic vision, smart implementation. And of course, as Porsche Consulting, we strongly come historically from operations. But of course, also in operations, you need to think beyond. So whenever it comes to digitization, when it comes to also IT implementation, we have the capabilities. But of course, we need to decide as a rather small or mid-sized player in consulting terms, maybe what do we do now under the brand of Porsche Consulting and internally? Where is our major focus on with our resources, and where do we basically collaborate? Because we need the knowledge and resources to really fulfill our claim. But it does probably not make sense to have it really in-house, because the business model itself is too different, and it would be in a certain way internal competition and not working out that well. And this is really something I can just tell and also see from other business models. Sometimes it's working better, sometimes it's not working that good, but I think we found a very smart and well working way to deliver extremely good results, being very flexible about the resource management and having then the right focus for each specific question. Let it be rather from the strategy side, where we can also always go beyond, or let it be rather from the operational side, where we can also give basically the context and define the strategy.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to savu.io/leaders.